Let's get to Bobby Despotovsky as he joins us here on Bouncing Around. G'day, Bobby.
How you going, guys?
I'm going well. Carl Langdon with you, mate. And
hey, Carl. How you going?
I'm going good. Do you still have the sports store?
No, I shut that down probably about 4 years ago.
There you go. Because I reckon that was the last time I spotted you in town in the store working hard. Now, you're still working hard, just in a different vein and coaching the girls and doing a good job. And they must have got the job done today, mate. An impressive win, 5-1.
Yeah. The girls work very hard in the game and thoroughly deserve to win.
How do you keep a lid on it, mate? Because obviously you've got to wait until tomorrow's clash to see who you play in the grand final.
Yeah, we're just going to enjoy it. That's the key to it. Girls going to go probably have a couple of drinks, enjoy it, and get back into the training week probably on Monday. And we by then going to know who is going to be in the grand final, and we prepare for that game as well.
Did you feel like you were the underdogs going into this game?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, Sydney's expected to win, and you know, that's the expectations of the club as well, especially a big club as Sydney. But yeah, we work it very, very hard in the training sessions to combat and stop their strengths and exploit their weaknesses, which I think we did to a T today.
Now, you had a couple of experienced, well-credentialed ladies, your American import, who had been a naughty girl, and I think Sam Kerr, she also missed your last match, didn't she? So those two were probably welcome inclusions, coach?
Absolutely, absolutely. Sammy Kerr is best player in the country at this point of time. And to have somebody of her caliber up front leading the pack from the front, it's pleasing and satisfying. And satisfying for her as well, because she's the captain of the club as well.
Were there any naughty girls today that got themselves into trouble, or did you get through with a clean sheet today?
It's one or two yellow cards, but that's about it. That really does not matter now. It's a grand final. It's a new day, and we want to give it a best shot.
Now, what about injury-wise? How did you get through unscathed today?
Yes, no injuries whatsoever. One sort of a hit in the head on Alyssa Mott by the goalkeeper, and her cheekbone is a little bit swollen, but that's about it.
And looking ahead to tomorrow's match, who do you think's going to win?
Look, we're hoping that Melbourne City is going to come through so the grand final can be here. In Perth. So if Canberra wins, we have to travel to Canberra. But if Melbourne City wins, then the grand final is going to be here in Perth.
And was there a reasonable turnout today, Bobby?
Yeah, it's about 1,600 people at the stadium. Obviously, it's a double header, and you know, people flocking into the stadium a little bit late stages of the game. But about 1,600 people.
Jeez, mate, it's been I don't know if you've had a look at the women's footy AFL. I know that you've had a little bit of an interest over time, mate, since you've been involved for a long time in sport in this state. But there was 25,000 almost last night. They had 9,000 over in South Australia today. And the Freo Dockers girls are in action against the Western Bulldogs today. And they've probably got another 9,000 or 10,000 there today, maybe more.
Yeah, I watched the game yesterday, Carlton and Collingwood. Yeah, it was unbelievable to see Princess Park full, and they locked the gates. And look, you know what? It's a promotion. It's a new game. It's a new chapter in AFL, and it's good on them. Good on them. You know, they got funds from the media and stuff like that, and they can do that, which is, it's pleasing to see that AFL commission is doing something like that.
Yeah. Now, with your coaching role, Bobby, you've been in for a little while now. Are you enjoying it?
Very much so, yeah. Yeah. Difficult year last year, but now it's all coming together, yeah.
And are you liking it that much that you want to take it further? Are you just happy just holding the reins with the women's team at the moment, Bobby?
At this point of time, full-time working at the carpet call head office in Perth and doing the girls team. That's as far as I can go.
What have you learnt so far since you've taken over as coach?
How different women are.
Hang on. You would have known that already, wouldn't you, before you took on that job? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, mate. You know that.
Yeah, but not in the sporting arena.
Oh, cut it out.
The girls are a little bit different. Everything off the field has to be right for them to be able to happily perform on the field.
Well, they're emotional creatures, Bobby. We know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. When the ball is a little bit different, you know, everything that goes on in their heart, in their life, they want to step onto that field and forget about everything.
Mm.
The girls are completely different. So that's the biggest sort of eye opener that I had from last year to this year.
Yeah. Well, I wish you well with that. I've got a couple that are pretty tiresome off the field. One's only 11, but certainly developing the same sorts of qualities, Bobby, as we giggle. Good on you, mate. Good luck for the grand final, mate.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bobby Despotovsky here on 882 6PR.